All five council members present voted to adopt the so-called online sales tax ordinance after little discussion and no public comments. Before the vote, Mayor Mike Welch said online sales are booming worldwide and in Alaska, as demonstrated by Amazon's recent decision to open a shipping facility near Fairbanks International Airport.
Then you see that even here, that Amazon, by the middle of the month, is going to have a distribution point up on our airport. So this is becoming more and more critical.
Welch says Amazon and other online retailers don't charge customers the sales taxes levied by municipalities like North Pole unless the city requires the company to do so. The mayor said in a recent interview that many of the city's businesses that do collect the 5.5% sales tax have seen their sales plunge, largely due to consumers buying lower-cost products online.
I've got businesses that were doing nearly $2 million a year that have dropped to $800,000 to $900,000 a year, gross revenues, gross sales.
Alaska Municipal League Executive Director Nils Andreasen says that's one of the main reasons his organization's been helping cities and boroughs around the state collect the tax.
And that's the whole point behind kind of leveling the playing field. Right now, you get an automatic discount for shopping online, which takes business away from local businesses.
Welch says North Pole needs the additional sales tax revenue to help pay for services like police and fire protection. And Andreasen says that's why nearly 40 Alaska municipalities that charge sales taxes have adopted similar measures over the past year to begin collecting revenue from online purchases and other so-called remote sales.
Local governments have seen pretty significant decreasing support from the state over the last 5 years especially. They've seen increasing responsibilities, they've seen wear and tear on their infrastructure, and they still need to provide the services that residents depend on.
Andreasen says the municipalities work with an organization called the Alaska Remote Sellers Sales Tax Commission to collect the revenues, which it then remits to the local government. He says the commission is funded through charging municipalities about 17% of the amount it collects.
And we found the most affordable solution that didn't require any upfront costs of communities.
Welch says North Pole's tax is capped at $11, the amount levied for a sale of $200, so it doesn't place a heavy burden on most consumers.
Anything over $200, there's no tax, so it's a whole whopping $11.
Welch says the Municipal League predicts North Pole will earn about $180,000 in the first year of collecting from online and remote sellers, but he predicts it'll probably be closer to $120,000 because it'll take a while for the city to get accustomed to the new system. The online sales tax becomes effective today. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.